This is Grant Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Roy Bank, founder and CEO of Numbers USA, an immigration reform organization looking for a responsible approach to solving our immigration problems, namely border security first. And Roy, thanks so much for being with us.
You bet.
Well, this issue came up on Monday as the president was in Mexico for what's called the Three Amigos Summit. A lot of different issues discussed during the summit and again during the press availability. But one of the issues that came up was immigration reform. And the president, who has already undertaken an ambitious agenda this year, says he thinks he can get an immigration reform package done by early next year. He also says the process has begun in crafting this legislation. What do we know about what's included in that, if anything?
We don't know anything for sure, but Senator Schumer of New York is guiding that through, and he sent the signals that he wants to sound really tough on illegal immigration. And frankly, some of the things he's saying is kind of good. Most of the people who are pushing for amnesty are against stopping illegal immigration after the amnesty. That is, they want to make citizens out of all the illegal aliens that are in the country now, and then they want it to be just as easy to be an illegal alien in the future. That's, of course, a recipe for disaster. It's something that almost nobody in the population really supports. Schumer wisely is saying, well, I want to give an amnesty. We're going to give an amnesty to everybody. We know that. He wants to give an amnesty to all 12 to 20 million illegal aliens. And you know, he'll have them pay a little fine and a couple of things like that. But he is saying that there has to be a stop to hiring illegal aliens in the future. Where we really differ with him is that we're saying, hey, if you can stop hiring illegal aliens in the future, you can stop hiring them now. You don't have to give the amnesty. So that's really that's the key difference there. The second thing is that Senator Schumer has made it very clear he thinks that one of the reasons we have so much illegal immigration is that a million legal immigrants a year isn't enough, even though traditionally we only had 250,000. So we don't know where he's going to expand it, but we do know that he plans for his comprehensive amnesty bill to include a huge increase in foreign workers as well. I mean, this is, and this seems to be pretty much, I think this is the way Obama is looking at it too, and we're just sort of amazed at the callousness of Senator Schumer and of President Obama and certainly Speaker Pelosi in believing that right now in the middle of a jobs depression, 15 million Americans unemployed, and they think we need more foreign workers.
We're talking with Roy Beck of Numbers USA. And Roy, you mentioned a moment ago how you disagree with the approach that Senator Schumer is taking as he leads the effort on this bill towards those illegally in the country right now. What would you do differently in terms of cracking down on employers of illegals, as well as what to do with those 12 to 20 million that you mentioned who are here now?
Well, we at Numbers USA have never advocated mass roundups and deportations. It would be extremely expensive to do that, and we don't think it's necessary. We think that it's okay if we take the 12 to 20 million illegal aliens population and cause it to decrease by maybe 90% over the next 6 or 7 years. And the way you do that is to take away the jobs. That's the most important thing. Our friends on the border, we were down on the border recently, and the Border Patrol people said, look, our job is impossible as long as you allow businesses to hire illegal aliens, and we do. We have very little enforcement, and we need more enforcement at the workplace. But if we would require every single business to use E-Verify, we've used it for years at Numbers USA, use E-Verify, and to pass the SAVE Act, because the SAVE Act is more than just E-Verify. It also deals with catching people who've stolen Social Security numbers. Most illegal aliens would be out of a job. Now, there's always going to be some working for $4 an hour in the underground economy. But our, you know, what we really want to do is get these people out of the country, out of the workforce, so they're not taking jobs for Americans, they're not driving down the wages, and they're not taking public benefits. If several million of these illegal aliens happen to stay in the country for a while, and they're not taking jobs, they're not taking public benefits, if we catch them, they ought to be deported. But really, it's not like it's a huge problem. The pro-amnesty people act like that as long as there's people who are here illegally, just their presence is somehow or another, we got to change that, and the way we got to change is make them legal. Well, that's not the deal. There's we wish that they weren't here, but it's far, far worse to make them legal, because then they can send for all of their relatives, and they can access far more public benefits than they already are. I think most Americans know we have to keep these illegal aliens from getting onto the public benefits bandwagon, or I should say the trough. But again, stopping the illegal aliens from having jobs, that's the number one thing. And then, of course, we have to continue to strengthen our border. For one thing, even if we stop most illegal aliens from coming for jobs, we've got to have a better border to keep the really bad guys from coming across, and we don't have that kind of security right now.
Roy, you mentioned a moment ago about making sure that in a recessionary environment that jobs aren't being taken up by illegal immigrants. You know that President George W. Bush and others have said time after time that these people coming across the border are taking jobs that Americans won't take. Is that accurate from what you've been able to observe?
Yeah. Well, there was a little bit of accuracy in it in terms of people who do stoop labor in agriculture. For the most part, Americans have not been willing to do the stoop labor, especially at those wages. And some people suggest that even if you were paying $15 an hour, maybe Americans wouldn't take them. However, there have been all kinds of stories in the news media this summer about how native-born Americans are applying for stoop labor jobs in agriculture. So I was willing to concede that Americans wouldn't do those jobs. Now we're seeing that they will do them in this kind of economy. The fact is, though, is that most illegal aliens, and I'm talking about at least 7 million of them that have jobs, are not working in agriculture. They're working in construction, manufacturing, service. Every one of those occupations, the majority of people in those occupations have always been, and were a year ago and are now, American native-born Americans. These are jobs Americans do. Any illegal alien in those jobs, and frankly, any legal immigrant as well, who is in those jobs, is taking a job that otherwise would have been held by one of these 15 million unemployed Americans. And we've seen even jobs that are pretty disgusting for most of us, you know, like the TV show, what do they call that? I don't know, Extreme Jobs or Dangerous Jobs, World's Worst Jobs, whatever they call that show. The fact is, people do take them, and if you pay enough, they'll do them. And we've seen in these meatpacking plants, which until the advent of high immigration in the 1980s were filled with U.S.-born workers, once they raid one of these meatpacking plants and drive the illegal aliens out, Americans line up long lines to take those jobs. Sometimes there have been a few places where they've had to raise the wages by an hour, by a dollar or two, and I say, fine, that's great. Because once they did that, they had the workers. So, yeah, I mean, President Bush was definitely wrong. He always said, willing employers and willing foreign workers. It's like, where's the American worker fit into this? How about what the American workers are willing to do?
Last question before we let you go. Roy, you mentioned the importance of more border security. Some say that means a physical wall. Others say a virtual fence. Some say more border patrol agents. Some say all the above. What do you see as essential there?
Well, I've been down there, as I say, recently, and there's no question that this single wall that they've been putting across about a third of the border with Mexico is definitely slowing down the flow where it is. However, what we've always called for and what Duncan Hunter called for was a double wall, a double fence, and that's so that once they get over the first fence, they've got a little space in between, and then they got to climb the second fence. And it's even if they get over the first fence, you've got plenty of time to get Border Patrol there to arrest them before they climb the second fence. So we don't have the second fence. So what we've got is kind of almost a third world kind of fence. When we're a first world country. So we need that second. We need the double fence. The second thing is none of the, people say, well, no fence can keep people out. And that's true. The fences are to slow people down, and then you've got to have enough troops on the ground, and you got to have enough troops. You got to have them spaced out in situations so that they can get there before they get loose and head off into the hinterland. We really don't have any of that except the first fence. So there's so much more that needs to be done on that Mexican border.
Roy, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thank you for calling me.
Absolutely. Roy Beck is the founder and CEO of Numbers USA. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.